Seattle could see another evening of demonstrations tonight, sparked by last week's Missouri grand jury decision. Seattle's had many protests since that decision came down, most of them in downtown Seattle, but at least one recent demonstration happened outside the downtown core, and it focused on a policing issue that's specific to Seattle. Sarah Studeville is the co-founder of the Seattle Globalist. It's a news site that covers Seattle's international connections. And on Black Friday, Sarah ran into protesters on Capitol Hill's Pike Pine Corridor, wrote about it in today's Seattle Times, and Sarah joins me now. Hi, thanks for coming in.
Hi, Marcy. Thanks for having me.
Describe the protests that you ran into.
So as you mentioned, I was walking home through downtown and Capitol Hill, and they started out in downtown and holding Black Lives Matter signs and chanting hands up, don't shoot. But I was surprised to see them heading up to Capitol Hill, and so followed their route. And then they ended there at the East Pike and 10th Street, where they started protesting businesses in particular.
What were they upset about?
So they were specifically upset about a number of businesses in the Capitol Hill Chamber of Commerce who last summer had asked for increased policing, I think especially foot patrols in the area, in response to rising crime. So there was anger that there would be a more police presence in the neighborhood, in part because they were concerned that more police presence might mean more profiling and harassment of young people of color, young men of color in particular. And then there was also this added issue of an open letter that was written by one business owner in particular who specifically cited what he called a gang of youth, often described as Somali, who had been accused of being part of this kind of rising crime.
We reached out to that business owner, Dave Meinert, and he responded in an email that assaults, muggings, and gay bashings have all escalated on Capitol Hill this year, in addition to this Somali gang, which he says is documented. And he says he does support massive police reform across the country and in Seattle, but he says he and his colleague merchants on Capitol Hill believe that increased policing will protect people from criminals who are not cops. What have you heard from the protesters that you spoke with about their fears of increased policing?
So before I answer that, just a clarification. It wasn't David who wrote that letter. It was, in fact,
another
business partner of his who co-owns some businesses with him. But in response to why the protesters fear extra policing, I mean, this gets to the crux of the issue, I think, here in the city and across the nation, that for some communities, increased police presence means safer streets. And for a lot of communities, especially communities of color, it not only doesn't mean that, but it actually feels threatening and dangerous. And I think that that's really what this protest was about, and how Capitol Hill became a microcosm of these larger issues in the nation, at least last Friday.
And it's not just Capitol Hill in Seattle that has these issues and concerns about increased policing, correct?
Absolutely not. And I think it's worth mentioning that this conversation about businesses on Capitol Hill and this protest can be folded into a larger conversation about gentrification and changes in Capitol Hill and adjacent neighborhoods, especially the Central District, where it's traditionally a neighborhood of color and where there have been a lot of tensions with police.
I'm speaking with Sarah Studeville of the Seattle Globalist. I know that you contacted the police. What did they have to say about this?
So I contacted the police yesterday, and I talked to a spokesperson there who said they don't keep any information on the countries of origin of people that they arrest. So they couldn't confirm any of these claims about a Somali or East African group of young people, but they had heard, I think his exact term was, rumblings in that direction, and he said that they were aware that these complaints were being made.
Is there an acknowledgement on all sides, do you think, that there is increased street crime, as Dave Meinert cited, the assaults, the muggings, I can't really call them petty crimes because they're crimes against people is, I think, how they're classified. But there is evidence of that, correct?
There is evidence of that. The police spoke to that, and there's other evidence of that, especially last summer, that there was a real spike in crime on Capitol Hill. But I think what's really important to talk about, and to David Meinert's point as well, that there was a spike in crime perpetrated by a lot of different types of people. And I think the frustration that the protesters felt and that many people feel is that in this open letter that was written to the mayor, that there was one specific ethnic group that was called out, and that that is dangerous. That's what the protesters were saying. It's dangerous to do that in a climate when people of color are arguably already being profiled by police.
We are possibly going to see more activity in downtown Seattle tonight. The figgy pudding caroling is happening, and that has been reportedly a target of planned protests. Do you have any sense of what happens next? The demonstrations are likely to continue, however often, but this issue that you pointed out is underlying this. So what next?
Yeah, I mean, what next? That's a question that certainly can it be expanded and asked of the entire country right now. And I think, I suspect we'll continue to see these protests. And I think here in Seattle, I suspect we'll continue to see these issues become localized as protesters and demonstrators and citizens just connect this broader issue of police profiling and police brutality to local issues here in Seattle.
Sarah Studofill is the co-founder of the Seattle Globalist, news site that covers Seattle's international connections. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me, Marcy.